Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, this is your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams, and I'm extremely excited. Now, I know you've heard me say I was excited, and those of you who are tuned in on a regular basis, you know I pretty much stay excited, but I am over the top today. I am way over the top here. I have on the line with me in our beautiful, beautiful virtual studio, the man, the author, the guru of leadership, a person who sent me a beautiful bracelet that told me I was remarkable. How awesome is that? Who has gotten praises for his amazing book that we're going to be talking about right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. I just want to welcome each and every one of you. And before I introduce further this awesome person to you, I just want to let you know how excited I am to be a part of a major book launch. I can't believe it. It's awesome. This person is the Chief Potential Officer, all right now, the CPO of the, I'm not going to tell you the name of the group just yet because I'm telling you, I'm getting my suspense thing all down pat. Kudos to you, Paul, for teaching me how to do that. This person has a learning consulting company that provides a wide, now, not narrow, not skinny, but wide range of training and delivery services, and is the co-developer of this dynamic workshop. Oh, my God. He has worked with so many Fortune 500 companies, smaller firms as well, and universities. And, you know, this is so believable because here he is on Coach Lalisa Show. Who would have ever thunk it? As well as has worked for a variety of government agencies. Okay, let me just tell you, and now we're going to be discussing his new book. He has launched a new book. He's launching it around the world, and he stopped by the Coach Lalisa Show, and how excited am I? Well, his book was published by Josie Bass. It's an imprint of Wiley. Now, if you know anything about major publishing companies, you know that they're one of them. this person, let me tell you what one person said about this powerful book. They said it is engaging, enlightening, refreshing, and it's a reader, it's about leadership. It's like having a good conversation with a wise friend who cares about helping you become the best that you can be. This came from Janice Beer, and she is the vice president of People Potential. This is in Canada. Also, I mean, just kudos to, so without further ado, I'm going to introduce this person to you because I'm excited and I don't want him to hang up on me. He's on the phone line there. Good morning, good morning. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa. Kevin, are you with us?
Well, Lisa, I am here, and you are my first interview of launch day. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Kevin, that is awesome. Well, everyone, you have just heard the words from Kevin Eikenberry of, now get this, check out the name of his book. I absolutely love it, and the cover is so adorable. The name of his book, From Bud to Boss, Powerful, Secrets to a Successful Transition to Remarkable Leadership. Oh, this is awesome. Kevin Eikenberry, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. How are you today?
I am fantastic and remarkable and really glad to be with you this morning. Thanks so much.
You know, I am so honored. I'm looking at the cover of your book. Now, if you are listening to the show right now, we appreciate you for tuning in with us this morning. And what we want you to do is we want you to go to his website and check out this book. How awesome is this? I love you got the red baseball cap there, symbolizing a person that possibly was, you know, just your average coworker, and then you have the necktie, symbolizing now the transition to a more leadership role. Kevin, I tell you, I know I work with, you know, people that have made this transition, and it has not been easy for some people that I have seen. But let me ask you in your own words, why did you write this book?
Well, we wrote this book for my co-author, Guy Harris, and I wrote the book for really, I think, two or three reasons. One reason is that we were asked through a partner to build a workshop that became the Bud to Boss workshop, a two-day workshop for people in this transition. That workshop came because both our partner and us realized that it was a need in the world, that there were people having a hard time with this transition. More and more people needed to make this transition as organizations get flatter. And, you know, when people get the promotion to leader, oftentimes it's with a broader span of control than it used to be. So people are sometimes having to wait longer, and when they get it, it's a bigger job. And it's always been a hard job. So we wanted to provide a way to help people get a better jump start in their leadership career. And, you know, the role of a leader is so important organizationally, that when you have highly successful leadership in an organization, everything else flourishes. Everyone is happier, healthier, more competent, better results are achieved. So we felt like it was something, Lalisa, that could really make a difference in the marketplace and for individual leaders. And so that's why we wrote it.
Now, there are so many books in the marketplace on leadership already. So how were you able to come up with a different approach so that people could really get it, you know, this time?
Well, you're right. There are a lot of books on leadership. I've written some of them, and there's a ton of them on the bookshelves that I'm looking at here in my office. You know, when we started thinking more about this idea of the new leader role, there certainly are books about being a supervisor, being a new supervisor, and there are some books in this very important area, but really none that directly talk about the transitionary pieces. So about 20% of the book is just specifically about the transition. What do you do when you first get the job? Or if you've had the job for a while and you're floundering, what are the things that maybe you need to step back and do that haven't been done yet, and try to get yourself set up to be more successful? So, you know, we really just targeted in on that piece of the puzzle when people first get promoted, and specifically about how do they deal with the new relationships that they have with their former peers, the new relationships they have with their new boss, their new peer group, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, and in your research and in your workshops and as you've gone around from company to universities, governmental agencies or what have you, what would you say are the top three challenges that leaders in transition face? And then tell us, are these challenges also dealt with in the book?
Yeah, we absolutely talk about the challenges in the book. Let me actually start there. When we started doing the workshop, we knew we were going to write the book, but we hadn't begun writing yet. And so part of the workshop asks people to tell us their biggest challenges. And so we developed a list, and we kept building that list and sorting the list. So when we sat down to actually begin writing the book, we brought out that list, and we said, okay, when this book is done, we've got to answer all these questions. And one of the last things we did before we sent the first draft off to our editor was to make sure that we'd answered all those questions. But to be more specific about the three biggest challenges, I'm not even sure that all three of these are described exactly by that list. But in our work and our experience and our observation, here are the three big challenges. There are three transitions that we make as leaders, when we become leaders. Transition number one is the transition of relationships. We have different relationships now. If we had a peer, a friend we're now their boss, that relationship has shifted. All of those, so there are transitions in relationships. The second challenge, and that's the one that most people will identify. Challenge number two is the transition of skills or role. I become a leader. I've been really good at the job I had before, and that's probably why I got promoted. And as a leader, that isn't necessarily the most important thing for me to do anymore. And so the transition of skills and the transition of focus from one set of tasks to a new set of tasks. And the third big challenge is the third transition. It's the transition of mindset or perspective. It's the transition that says, as a leader, we have to necessarily think about the world differently. When you think about a change effort, as a leader, you think about it differently than when you're just a part of the team. Everything related to the team and teamwork and meetings and all those things take on a new perspective for us as a leader. We're privy to new and different information as a leader than we were before. So naturally and necessarily, our perspective shifts and changes. And I think that managing those three transitions are the three biggest challenges that new leaders face.
Yeah, that is so true. I tell you, I am certainly one that is praising you for this book. I mean, it's just full of right now needed, let me, you know, help my team or my organization maximize their potential in terms of, like you said, leadership being so important. You know, I teach a business course at the local county college, and we talk about leadership. It's coming up actually over the next couple of weeks of class, because we talk about management. And so how awesome is that going to be for me to introduce you to them and, you know, let them see up close and personal some of the things they need to do. And then also some of my students are also in this transitional period within in their own jobs, and also some in my company need this book, so I'm going to take it actually.
Well, I like the sound of
today.
That.
Yes, Peter, yes. I do work in a correctional facility, and so while, yes, they have some things that may be, you know, unique to the field of corrections and criminal justice, but there are some leaders that I can see that could use some of the basic things in here where you talk about coaching. I love the ideas and I love the information and concepts that you gave on coaching, and because that is so, so, so important when you talk about building up the team around you. How successful is your team going to be if you don't help to build them? So
that's one of the really key roles. That's really one of the key roles of any leader, and I think that in this transition, that's actually, I think, one of the big shifts for people is I haven't thought about being a coach if I'm an individual contributor. You know, maybe I'm coaching a little league team or a soccer team or something, but the reality is in the workplace, that's not necessarily been something I've thought about. And so it's a really important role, as you described, and one of the things that's really important for new leaders to get better at, which is why, Lalisa, we picked that as one of the five, other than the transition, one of the five leadership skills that we thought were the biggest shift for new leaders and the five things that we picked to make the other major sections of the book. And we've talked about a couple of them: change, communication, coaching, as you just described, collaboration and teamwork, and the last one, which we call commitment to success, or all, everything around goal setting and goal achievement.
So all of these, I mean, I'm looking at, and then you talk in here, I like where in your book you have that model for understanding human behavior and how to understand people. Can you talk about that a little bit in terms of a leader? And why is it that, let's just say, from going from the bud, and by the way, for those of you, if you just tuned into the show, you're listening to my interview today with author Kevin Eikenberry. He's one of two authors on this brand new book that is being launched today around the world. And I tell you, I'm his first stop. He has, if you've been to his Facebook page or his Twitter page, you will see he has hundreds of stops that he's making in one day, launching his new book, From Bud to Boss. And it's just a very, very, very powerful book, Secrets to a Successful Transition to Remarkable Leadership. And I can say it is remarkable. And then I'm going to just share with people what I find to be very remarkable about it, a couple of things. But, yeah, so talk about that human behavior and understanding people. How important is that? And, you know, how did you all come up with an answer to that?
Well, yeah, so, you know, the model that we talk about in the book is not unique. It's not ours. But it is a proven model that many of those of you listening may have heard of before. It's called the DISC model, and it's a model for describing and understanding human behavior and communication styles. And when we understand that better about ourselves and others, we begin the process of becoming more effective at managing our behavior and, at least as importantly, being able to more effectively communicate with other people. You know, Lalisa, one of our beliefs is that communication is truly a two-way street. We've heard that 100 times, but it comes down to this: a message sent does not mean communication. And so often as leaders, we think, well, I told them, well, I sent them the email, well, I did that presentation in the meeting, and we somehow equate communication as being message sent. But the reality is that communication doesn't happen until message is sent and message is received. And the DISC model, as we use it in the book, is to help us do a better job of making sure or improving the likelihood that our message is received. Not just that we've said it, or we've said it clearly or simply or whatever, but that the message has been received. So our responsibility as a communicator goes beyond just the saying of things or the writing of things, but to ensuring that people get it. And so using the DISC system or some other behavioral type of model will help us better understand where other people are and allow us to communicate with them more effectively. So that's really the underpinnings of why that material is in the book, and it's very, very valuable and time-proven. And so we've tried to put a spin on it in the book, specifically as it relates to, and giving examples as it relates to, being a leader.
Well, this book is certainly powerful and very timely book, considering there are so many people who are making this transition from bud to boss. By the way, that is the name of the book, From Bud to Boss. And, you know, we see so many people, you know, particularly in the workplace, who may struggle with having gone from being a peer to their peers, and now I'm this peer, I'm the person, supervisor, or I'm the leader. And also, now, talk a little bit about individuals who have gone from the transition of working in a company where you are part of a team in that sense, and now you step out and you become the CEO of your own company. How does this book help that leader transition?
Well, yeah, I think so, because, again, I think it is about those transitions. And, you know, one of the very gratifying things, Lalisa, that people have been saying about the book over the last few weeks is that, in fact, one blogger said that we misrepresented the book, that it isn't just for new leaders, but it's for all leaders. And so that's obviously very gratifying. I think the big key here is that even if we're making the transition to running our own company, I mean, that's the situation that I'm in. I started my business 17 plus years ago. It was just me. Now there's a whole team of us. And I think that all of those lessons are eminently practical for us. If we're hiring our first employee or we're now the CEO of a larger organization, the leadership lessons in this book will be of great value for sure.
Wow. I love it, and you have him here. I love, it's just an awesome book, but so I talked about how I love the chapters where you talk about coaching as a coach. You know, I'm going to be reading those chapters in more detail, but so as a coach, I'm loving that you have that in there. Also, I love another chapter that you have in here that is one of my favorite is on change.
So well, you know, change is one of my favorite topics, one of my favorite parts of the book. It's one of my favorite things to teach about. I do a lot of keynote work and training work around change, and we actually do a lot of work inside of organizations around large-scale organizational change. So it's one of my favorite sections as well. If I can just take a quick aside, Lalisa, you know, you're saying a lot of great stuff about the book, and we really, really appreciate it. If people are listening and want to know where they can go learn more, if they just go to FromBud2Boss.com. And as you mentioned, today is our launch. If they go to FromBud2Boss.com today, right now, they'll get access to learning all about the launch, what's going on, all of the gifts that they'll get today for buying a book. So we'll hope that people will do that.
Oh, we are absolutely hoping people will do that. And like you said, get gifts. So the website, again, is FromBud2Boss.com.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
And like I said, people can go there, and actually it brings up a page right in the front. You click on that, give you more information about the book. You can see a couple of videos that I produced about the book, and see the whole list of bonuses. We've got drawings for gifts for people that buy books today. We've got, you know, downloadable gifts that you'll get from us and other experts immediately after you buy the book. And so we hope that people will take advantage of that today.
Yes, I know they will. And I'm absolutely adoring the bracelet that came with my book. And it's so cute. And it says, I am remarkable. And, you know, I think that's just so powerful to let your employees know, to let your staff know, to let everyone within your organization know that they are remarkable. So how did you come up with that slogan?
Well, you know, my first book in this series is called Remarkable Leadership, and so we have a whole range of products and services branded around the idea of remarkable leadership. So this book is sort of the next piece of that puzzle. People can learn more about that by going to remarkable-leadership.com. But we created the bands before the release of that book, and we reproduced them to give away to people. I have one on this morning. I've probably in the last 3 years, there's not been more than 3 or 4 days I haven't worn one. And we give out thousands of them, and I'm glad that you like yours. And we give them out for two reasons. We give them out because, you know, when we look at our arm and we read, I am remarkable, and we're reminded that we are, when we believe that we are in a humble way, we are more effective, right? We're more confident, we're more proficient, we're more productive, and so that's important. And for the second reason as a leader is to remember that people will live up to the potential we see in them. And so we must see the remarkableness, if you will, of those around us. So the band reads, I am remarkable, and it's almost as if be thinking that everyone is wearing one, because looking for what's remarkable about people is one of the most important things we can do as a leader. So that's why we made them, and that's why I wear them, and that's why I'm glad you asked, and I'm glad you're wearing yours.
I'm loving it. And there are comments coming from the chat room. Someone there saying, thank you, Patricia, who also assists me in doing things. And she has typed in the website, so that's wonderful. We also have Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, who is over in Tokyo, Japan, who tunes in. He's a regular listener of the show, and he also does a segment every Monday for this month on the show, Living the James Bond Lifestyle. So he said he's definitely going to look up the books. I'm sure he's going to go to your site and do what he needs to do there. And there are many also on the switchboard as well this morning. And so entrepreneurs and leaders and people within organizations that this information is going to really bless them. So I'm looking at, you know, this book, and what I really love about it is how clear it is. In other words, you see, it's, you know, to the point, it's understandable, it's very readable. I love the chapter 11, Before We Go Too Far, or The Nature of Change. I mean, your titles are very powerful. Chapter 10, How to Use the Power of Expectations for Greater Results. I mean, you can't say it any plainer than that.
Well, thank you. And, you know, that's really what we were just talking about, right? This whole idea about that. So, So we appreciate that. We have been writing a long time and have been thinking about leadership stuff for a long time. And so we wanted to make this book as practical and as resourceful and as full of resources as we could.
Sure.
You know, and so the other thing we're really proud in the book is of the bonus bites, where people can go off to the website and get extra content that goes beyond the scope of the book. So, you know, we're really pleased to have had the chance to be on with you, and I just appreciate all of the kind things you've had to say about the book.
Oh, the book is awesome, let me tell you. This is amazing. When I got it in the mail and I actually opened it and started looking through it, and, you know, again, being a, you know, professor, I see so many textbooks and, you know, from the other working, having been a student, and all the various books, and then from these organizations that I've dealt with, been involved with. I mean, I'm hoping that there is some, you know, I'm a trainer as well, so I'm hoping that you have upcoming some type of certification or class where you can help those trainers like myself prepare to even teach on leadership, you know, from your book. If you haven't thought about it, hopefully you'll think about it.
Well, it is on our plate, and it's down the road for sure.
Okay. I want to be definitely one of the students in that class, because this looks like something, you know, I could teach. I would love to teach, you know, a class from this book on transition, because I was teaching something, but I was using a regular textbook, but I think this just really sums everything up in a nutshell, and it's going to be very easy for me to do. So,
well, we know that we've got one university that's going to use it in a graduate level course, and a number of colleges use my other book, Remarkable Leadership, in coursework as well. So that's a gratifying thing too. You know, any time we can have our work used in a way to help leaders develop wherever they are, that's exactly why we wrote the book. So we're pleased when that happens. So again, people can just go to frombudtoboss.com, and that's the best place to go today and any day to learn more about the book, and today to get more information on all of the gifts they'll get if they make a purchase.
Okay, well, you have heard from Mr. Kevin Eikenberry. That's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Eikenberry, E-I-K-E-N-B-E-R-R-Y, on his book, and he's also the co-author of this book, Guy Harris. The title of the book is From Bud to Boss, Secrets to a Successful Transition to Remarkable Leadership. And he is on a tour launching his book all over the country, and we were his first stop early this morning, but he has many other stops, and so we thank him. The book is published by the Josie Bass Company, and that is just awesome. Well, much success. We know you have to split, but much, much, much success to you, Kevin. Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing this awesome, awesome book. Kelly, I'm sitting right here with it. Thoughts about change. Oh, my God, talking about helping others, their success. Excuse me, there's success, there's assessments in the book, there are activities in the book as you're working along with the book, in this 200 and so close to 300 page book, 300 pages if you include all of the index, which I think is make sure you read chapter 46, moving from goal setting to goal getting. I love it. I love it. Well, again, everyone, this was my interview today with the launch of a brand new book from this awesome person, Kevin Eikenberry, and his partner, Guy Harris. Well, we had Mr. Eikenberry on with us today from Bud to Boss. Go to the website, www.frombudtoboss.com, for all the gifts that you will get for purchasing the book. You need this book in your leadership arsenal. Arsenal as a leader, you need this book. You need to read it. You need to get it. And Bud, I'm about to call you Bud, Kevin.
I've been called worse.
I just love it because, you know, I just think about this by every coworker. Hey, Bud, listen, you need to have this so that you can have those powerful, dynamic, successful organizations that you're running or that you are part of. And just anything else you want to share with us before you have to go, Mr. Kevin?
No, I just thanks again for having me on, and thanks for the kind words. And everyone, if this conversation has been useful to you, if whether it's for you or for someone else that you know that's in this transition or is looking forward to a leadership role or has a bunch of folks that they lead that are new leaders, I really believe this book will be of great value to them, and I hope that you'll take a look and make a purchase. Thanks again for having me on, LaLisa.
No problem. Thank you. And this will be in the archive, so individuals will be able to go back and listen to this segment, and they can, your information, as we say, we've gone green, so it will never be destroyed. It will be there. So thank you again. Have an awesome, awesome journey on this launch. I was so glad that we could be a part of it. I know it is going to be a powerful launch for you, and we know it's going to be very successful, and we can't wait to see you on television, on the Oprah Show, or somewhere talking about this powerful book.
All right. Thanks, Lisa, very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, you have just heard from Mr. Kevin Eiken. This has been a very, very, very powerful book that he has just launched, him and his partner. He stopped by the Coach LaLisa Show as part of his worldwide tour to promote this powerful, powerful book on leadership. And good morning to those of you who tuned into the show, The Relationship Buzz, and to our other guests in the chat room. Patricia, thank you so much for your help as always. Pat, you are remarkable. You are remarkable. You are remarkable. Paul, Hope, everyone that is tuned in, you are truly remarkable. And I think that Kevin Eikenberry and his team, they're also remarkable for having come by the show to promote this powerful book on secrets to a successful transition to remarkable leadership. So we want people to be great leaders, and I think that, you know, in my travels, I tell you, there are some people that I'm going to share the book with who need this desperately. They've been asking me for a book like this because they are in jobs, and because of their skill, their technical ability, they have gotten promotions. However, they have not gotten the training that is needed when you now are placed into a leadership role and you have a staff around you. And a lot of times people just kind of learn by mistakes. But why do that? Why not learn from the mistakes of others that have taken the time to put together a book where you can just sit down and probably in a day or two read and find out what not to do, why reinvent the wheel, why have to fall into a trap and maybe cause you to lose your job. I can think of at least one sister of mine who she needs this book like yesterday, and From Bud to Boss. And so she has to get it, and she's also a good reader, so she'll be able to read that book in a very probably one night. She's that type of a reader, but she definitely needs that book, so we're going to contact her and have her get the book. And again, if you know anyone who is on a job, and even if they had leadership training, there are companies who may send you away to the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People or whatever common leadership. Sometimes they send you away to Dale Carnegie, and these are good. how to win friends and influence people, and how to start living and stop worrying. These are all great traditional books on leadership. There's Jack Welch has written many books on leadership. Also, John C. Maxwell is a leadership guru. But I'm telling you, this book here is not just about leadership. It's about the transition. You see, there's a difference. It's one thing to talk about what to do while you are a leader. This, I love about it because it compares your transition. So remember when you went to work and everyone you worked around was on your level. So they were your peers. Hence, we get Bud. But then when you become their boss, you cannot do the same things. Well, if you do, you'll get the same results. And as a leader, you need to have different results. Because now, as a leader, you're responsible for overall results. Whereas when you were a peer, you were mainly responsible for yourself, getting results for your work and your project. But now when you become the leader, you are responsible for everyone's results that are around you. And if you're the leader of the company, no matter of what employee is doing what, you're responsible at the end of the day. You're responsible for results. And that's what this book teaches you, how to transition from small-minded, narrow-minded to generalized thinking to an overview of the company. So as you can see, I'm loving it. I'm loving the book. And then I actually love the little encouraging quote there. You are remarkable. And let your people know that. Let everyone on your staff, in your company, all of your collaborators, everybody you work with, you're remarkable. I mean, you tell people that. It's just going to change their mind. If you tell people you're lousy, you're horrible, you're stupid, you're an idiot. You are cutting off your nose to spite your face, as my mother would say. And you don't want to do that. You know, you're biting the hand that feeds you. You want to tell your staff that they're remarkable, but you need to know how to do it. So get the book. We're excited. I'm excited. I'm just excited all week. I'm just excited about this awesome week. Look at what we had, okay, yesterday. And happy belated Valentine's Day to any of you that did not hear it yet from me. Happy belated Valentine's Day. Also, yesterday we had Mr. Paul Curiozzi on, so if you missed yesterday's show, please go back and listen to the archive. We're trying to do something here, y'all. We're building you up. We're building you up. We're getting you ready. You're ready, I'm telling you. I don't know what's about to launch from your pad. I don't know. I don't know if you're about to launch a new business. I don't know if you're about to launch a college, a university. I don't know if you're about to launch a new movie. I don't know. But you're being built up for something. It's just like in the space industry, they're in the hangar, they're in there, and they're in the shop, and they're working, they're building that space shuttle. And when that thing launches, you see, it has all kinds of missions that it goes up into space to complete. And so you're being built up. And so we've talked about how to overcome failure, how to overcome the fear of success, how to overcome the fear of failure, goal setting we've talked about, forgiveness. And Mr. Versi Walker has come on here on Wednesdays and discussed how to be accountable, how to be, all kinds of things that we talked about, setting out on faith. Now, we've had Mr. Paul Curiozzi 2 Mondays in a row so far. The first Monday he talked about, on the 7th, he gave out the 21 rules of the Bond lifestyle. Then yesterday he came back and he talked about about appearance. He talked about Hugh Brent. He talked about relationships, since it was the 14th Valentine's Day. He put that in. So he's going to talk more about that in a subsequent segment. There's a four-part series. So please make sure you go back yesterday. It was very awesome. And he talked about Q Branch Bond and his cash. He talked about, gave us a more in-depth meaning and understanding of the word prosperity and how we think about money. So it's very powerful. If you missed it, go back. Then today we've had Mr. Kevin Eikenberry on with his new book, From Bud to Boss, that he's launching all over the world. You can just go to his website, FromBudToBoss.com, and find out all about the launch. or you can go to his Facebook page. He has close to 4,000 friends or more on his Facebook page. And I'm a friend of his now, and I'll be keeping up with some of his, like, I would love to do a workshop on that book. How powerful is that? Also, yes, and also tomorrow we have Firstie L. Walker coming back on to share another inspirational midweek message, you know, for us. And then on Thursday, exciting, we have our very own mini film director, producer coming to the show, Miss Ronnie Nicole. I can't wait. She's going to come and talk about her new movie, Grace. I'm going to have a movie producer, director, everything right here to tell us about her new movie, Grace, and her work as a film director, as a film maker. So for those of you who have friends, family members, or whatever, whoever thought they could make a movie but didn't know how, or whoever wanted to, who thought they couldn't do it and didn't know how, or wanted to do it and know how, whatever, have them tune in to the show on Thursday. Please get them on some kind of way. Also, on Friday, we have another dynamic woman, and actually two women that are going to come on, and they will be here on Friday. They have a very, very powerful empowerment session that they're doing also around the country. So, you see, you may be the next person to come on to tell us about what it is you're doing that will empower people. You know, this is the Coach Lalisa Show. Coaching is where we help people live the life of their dreams. That's what we do. You dream it, and we help you live it. You don't know how to get to your dreams? We'll show you. We've been there. We've done that. We'll help you get to your dreams. We'll help you see that goal that you want in life, okay? So, with that being said, now I'm going to turn, okay, the air is humming because something great is coming. Oh, I love it, Mr. Paul, thank you. The air is humming because something great, I'm telling you, God is doing something miraculous and humongous and so big that we have to get ready. He is building us up for something great, and if it's your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, we certainly welcome you to the show. Now we have about 15 minutes left, and I want to take your calls. If you have any comments or questions, yes, Ms. Ronnie Nicole will be here tomorrow. I absolutely am so looking forward to that. Also, I am working on, as many of you know, a couple of new books. The one book that I'm sure to get that book out before the end of the month is Think Like a Lady, Act Like a Lady, and Get the Man. And so it's a book on love and relationships for women, relationships, love, and happiness. So that book will be out. I already have people that are placing their pre-orders. That's how bad they want a copy of that book. And so, yes, Think Like a Lady, Act Like a Lady, and Get the Man. And so I'm enjoying putting that one together. But for those of you who don't know, I do a seminar. I call it Relationship 101. And that's where I talk about the top 10 reasons that relationships fail, the top 10 reasons women fail at relationships. I talk about how to know the difference between Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong, or Mrs. Right or Mrs. Wrong. I also talk in the book about, and in the seminar, about how to unpack the baggage that everybody brings with them into a relationship. No one is exempt from bringing baggage. Now, there are people who are exempt from thinking that they bring baggage, because some people don't think that they got any baggage. So we have that, but everyone brings baggage. It's not the baggage that you bring that can destroy a beautiful relationship. It's how you unpack the bags. Okay? It's how you unpack the bags. It's how the bags were packed. Even possibly I would even say that. And so it's a fun seminar. I absolutely love doing the seminar. And the seminar is entitled Relationships 101. And I've done the seminar already probably about 5 times. So I can't wait. I can't wait. Yes, think like a lady, act like a lady, and get the man. Usually when I tell that title to people, they will jiggle a little bit. They will laugh. You know, it's a little funny. It sounds funny. And then they remember the book by Mr. Steve Harvey, Think Like a Man and Act Like a Lady. So he had put that book out. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Hold up. This ain't on through for some of those women. No, we're not going to think like a man. And I have no problem with his book. I've actually read his book. Not a problem at all. However, now we've heard from the man. Now let's hear from the woman who is married to the same man for almost 21 years, that being me, and who was single up until age 33 and did date. So I have some insight. I have some insight and inside information to it. And then when I was in the military, when I was in the Navy, I was around a lot of men. And I talked to them. Some of them were my friends. I was stationed with them. I was a jet mechanic. I was stationed in a group of the majority. I was, matter of fact, I was the only female in my squadron. So in my shop, rather, in squadron. There were other females, but I was the only female in my shop. So it was myself and about 16 men were in our unit. And so I talked to men a lot, and I got to hear some of their, let's just say, some of their thoughts, should I say. And so I have some interesting insight from men also about women, and then also my husband, having been around him for the past 25 years, and my two brothers, and my students, lots of male students. And so I'm going to be sharing some things there. And again, this is for the woman who does want a man. This may not be for the single woman who already has made up her mind that she never wants to get married or be in a relationship with a man. So these are only for the book, Think Like a Lady, Act Like a Lady, and Get the Man, are for those individuals who want to position themselves to be married. So you're going to want to get that. Now, also we have coming up, on March the 12th, please go and purchase your tickets today. You can go to the website, lilisajwilliams.com, and there you can purchase your ticket to reserve your seat at the First International Northeast Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. It's a Saturday, 9 to 3. We'll have you out of there promptly at 3 so that you can go on and do other things that you need to do on that Saturday. But you're going to meet up with an array of authors, people from the literary industry, PR people, individuals who want to help you market your book, sell your book. All of the authors have information on the writing process, how to get it done. People that will be able to show you how to put together a beautiful book like the one here from Bed to Boss, or books like the books that I've already produced, God's Plan for My Success, and Release Your Power. Those are my books. You can also go to my website and order those books as well. And so I'm telling you, we're just going to have a bomb of a lifetime this month. And then next week, we also have more great people coming to the show. We have a person coming to talk about taxes and identity theft. We have someone coming to talk about our health. And we have a doctor. Dr. Sheila is coming. She's going to tell us about, because, you know, spring is coming, y'all. It's coming. And we know we want to get healthy. We're going to get out there. We're going to start back riding those bikes. We're going to start back jogging, walking, doing the things that we do outdoors, getting in shape. And also, there's some things that we can do indoors to also get in shape. So we're going to have that person coming back. We're going to also have some more conversation on planning and goal setting. Because, again, this is an area where a lot of people need help in terms of, prioritizing to make sure that we get done what we need to get done and that we have time to do the things that are seriously important and things that are very, very critical to what is needed. Also, if you're in the New Jersey area, starting next month, we will be doing a weekly Thursday night coaching and empowerment and motivational session in Newark, New Jersey, on the corner of Springfield Avenue and Bergen. So, come out, join us for that, and you will be empowered, you will be motivated, you will be inspired, you will be launched into the new you, into your fullest potential, so that you can have everything that you need to have and you can be everything that you need to be. I am just overly excited about all that's going on. Now, for the writer and publisher convention, you can go to the website tinyurl.com/4K3K5. So that's tinyurl.com/4R3K05. Go there, and you can register for this powerful, powerful event and meet up with our keynote address. It's coming from Dr. Lee Jones, and many, many others will be there. Pastor Rebecca, Deborah Davis, Linda Wiggins Edwards, Elizabeth Alan Patty, Percy L. Walker, myself, Director Joshua Coates. Oh, my God, there's so many people that are going to be there. You don't want to miss it. If you ever wanted to write a book, thought about writing a book, wished you could write a book, know someone that wants to write a book, don't know how to get it done, don't have the encouragement and the motivation to do it, missing just one piece, though you got all the other 12 pieces in order, make sure you come. If you are a PR person and you looking for work, you want to freelance, come and meet with us. Authors and motivational speakers, we are the main persons that need PR. Small business owners, come meet face-to-face live with us. If you are a graphic art designer, you need work, you want to freelance from home in addition to your job, come and meet us. We need book covers. We need bookmarks. We need flyers. We need things. Come. This is how you network and connect and collaborate and partner so that your business can grow, so that you can help others. And I just love the van that I received with my book from Kevin Eikenberry from Bud to Boss. It says, I'm remarkable. So you can bet you will be getting a van shortly from the Coach Lalisa Show that says, you are powerful. We said release your powerful, your power well. In order to release your power, you've got to know that you are powerful. So there you have it. Look for that band. It's coming. Okay, we have just a few minutes left for the show. If you have a question or a comment, just hit your number one key, and I will take your question or comment. If you are in the chat room, you can just type your question and comment. So glad to see Deaton in the chat room. So glad to see Kiva. Good morning, Kiva Pat. Relationship. Hey, Relationship Buzz, what do you think about that? My new book, Think Like a Lady, Act Like a Lady, and Get the Man, and also the Relationship Seminar. Hey, yep. Sunshine Kiva. That's right, she is. Yes, and Kiva, remember now, she has a radio show also right here on Blog Talk Radio. Kiva Renee, her show comes on Thursdays and Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m., I believe that's Central Time. Also, we have Miss Elaine Haskins, who also has a show on here, Info Rhythms, who also has a show now on Blog Talk Radio, and Miss Hopeful Walkenia. Her show comes on Monday evenings at 6:30. So, you see, it's growing. Four or five shows launched. you know, just over the past month and a half. How awesome is that? Tune in wherever you can. If you want to start a show, you can start your very, very, very own show. Yes, Kiva Show is born. So me and another listener call her Sunshine. Oh, that's so sweet. We have a lady on my job. She calls everybody Sunshine. I can't wait to go to work today and let her know that her vibes are spreading. Yes, she's also very warm, and maybe she called everyone Sunshine. It is so cute. Yes, and we want to also welcome area codes 510 and area code 310 also to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, it's been a wonderful, I tell you, talking to Mr. Kevin this morning about his book and his book launch. He couldn't stay with us the whole time, but you should see on his Facebook page how many places he's going today. He is going to be all over, everywhere, promoting his book. He has so many other radio shows and TV shows lined up today. Today is the official launch for his book. I was contacted by his people, and therefore we got him on the show. This Saturday, I will be speaking at a shelter down in Camden, New Jersey. We will be there to motivate and empower some women at a shelter. Last Saturday, we were at a shelter in Newark. It was awesome, very powerful. So we are also traveling around the country with this empowerment message that you can release your power and you can become all that God has created you to be. Remember, He does have a plan for your life, and it is a plan of success. It is a plan of success. And I love what Mr. Kevin said in his interview, how people, and you've heard us say it this way, no one rises to low expectations. And so he says how people, when you set and think highly of them, people typically try to live up to what you're thinking of them. So if you think that your employees are remarkable, they're going to try to live up to that. But if you think they're lousy, well, they're going to try to live up to that too. So you have to be very, very careful of what you think about others. And I know this to be true in my own life. And we have to watch it. We really have to watch how we're thinking of others, because people will tend, they call it the Pygmalion effect. And he talks about that in his book. Kevin Eikenberry talks about that. People tend to live up to the expectations that we set for them, that we think of them. So without further ado, there's just 1 minute left to the show. And so we want to thank Mr. Kevin Eikenberry for having stopped by to share with us his awesome book, From Bud to Boss. See you back here tomorrow for another powerful segment on the Coach Lalisa Show. Remember, go to the website, lalisajwilliams.com. Connect with us, send us an email, info@lalisajwilliams.com, or simply go to facebook.com/Coach Lalisa. Send me an inbox, send me a message. You have a question, you have a comment, you weren't able to make it on the show, leave it on my tomorrow. Don't forget, it's Wednesday, the Midweek Inspirator, right here, Versi Walker on the Coach Lalisa Show. All right, keep it real, keep it moving. Your goals will take you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great, it's been real, it's been awesome, and you gotta keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lilisa J. Williams.